was Psychomantium from The Blue Nowhere, or the album The Blue Nowhere from Between the Buried and Me. Their new one from the last month or so. This album, didn't really hit for me as much as the Colors albums. I quite like that track. It's, you know, it's interesting. It's got the, I don't think vaudeville is the right word for it, but, you know, it's kind of got the oompa oompa kind of thing going on in that, as a motif. So there's definitely still some interesting things in it. And I have no idea if there's a legitimate connection this way, but the first thing I thought of when I saw the track title was the villain Psycho Mantis from the Metal Gear video game series, and I honestly don't know who that villain is. I just know him through memes, you know, Psycho Mantis, Psychomantium. Just something silly, but so take that connection with a massive grain of salt. But then again, I wouldn't be surprised if BD Bam did that, because they like to have fun. Next, we're gonna do some prog palate cleansing with some real Neanderthal stuff. I had only heard of Cryptopsy's None So Vile for the longest time, and I recently decided to pick it up and give it a listen. Turns out, yeah, it's good. It's a simple, straightforward death metal that's a little dissonant, not really proggy. It's cool. I like it. I've heard Cryptopsy is pretty hit and miss, you know, depending on what your taste is, where they were at. You know, I heard Lord Worm, their original vocalist, and then returning at some point, he would always, like, growl, like, completely off the beat and just kind of, I mean, it adds a certain flavor, but it's, like, not doesn't make necessarily the most profound music. Yeah, so maybe I'll have to check out some of those too. But I remember my previously my only exposure to Cryptopsy was when I was like 16. I saw the music video for "The Pestilence Walketh in Darkness." It just starts off with Lord Worm standing in a swamp, mumbling some passages from this giant tome. And he's just so he's standing in the swamp, and then the beat breaks, and he goes completely unhinged and off the beat, and starts death growling incoherently. Even then, like, I mean, like, we all gotta have a sense of humor. Metal is pretty funny, and the more you try to take it, like, really seriously, the less serious you can take it. I don't know. It's a, what do you call it? Not an oxymoron. Oh, I can't remember the word for it, but you know what I mean. Anyways, we're gonna give you three tracks from None So Vile, starting off with Slit Your Guts. We'll be right back.
run home and cry to mama.
You're listening to Informus Obscurum on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. We just heard three tracks from Cryptopsy's None So Vile. Those tracks were Slit Your Guts, Graves of the Fathers, and Orgiastic Disembowelment. Some nice, uplifting names. There was that fun little sample, that Bruce Campbell. I can't remember which movie that's exactly from, but it's got to be Evil Dead 2 or probably Army of Darkness. Fun, silly. I can see why this album is considered a classic. It's so punchy and crunchy. It's taken no prisoners. This one's from, what, 92, 93, something like that? Let's just take a look. None So Vile. Oh, 96. Yeah, still. This is kind of that era of death metal where it was getting a little commercialized, but it didn't feel so commercialized. I imagine there's still probably a lot of these classic death metal albums that I haven't touched yet, haven't listened to, because I was a bit of a latecomer to the true death metal, or the stuff that's a little harder to get into if you're only into Megadeth and Slayer as a teen. I forgot that Cryptopsy is a Canadian band. Love to see that there's been a lot of these great Canadian death metal bands coming out over the decades. You know, Gorguts and, I mean, now Archspire. It's not many, but it's more than I thought. It's good. Love it. I hope that last 15 minutes of Cryptopsy was enough of a palate cleanser for you, because we're going to go right back into the prog pit with a couple tracks from Salamoth and their recent album Mossbane Lantern. This album's great. I've been listening to it quite a bit for the past couple months. I think it's fantastic. If you like technical death metal, or hell, I don't know if you want to call it jazz grind, there's jazz stuff in there. There's all sorts of junk in there. It's great. We'll listen to three tracks from this. We'll start off with the song Ice Gorger Gauntlets. we just heard? Ice Gorger Gauntlets, Psionic Battery, and Cauldron Brim Neurosilk. All from Salamoth, from their recent album Mossbane Lantern. Came out a couple months ago. Ice Gorger Gauntlets. That sounds like an item I picked up for my warrior back when I was playing World of Warcraft back in the late 2000s. Salamoth, doing some reading. It's just one guy from Dallas, Texas. I love these one-man bands, or one-person bands. The recent album, it was released on Voidhanger Records. This is another one of these stellar record labels for modern metal. If you want to check out what I think are the better releases, check out this one, Transcending Obscurity. I think the next artist will be coming up, Profound Lore. Yeah, great stuff. Yeah, there's so many ideas, this album is so dense with different ideas. I love these little jazzy interludes and riffs, especially in that last song with the Cauldron Brim Neurosilk. This guy must be incredibly talented, and put in an immense amount of work to put all this together. And then I imagine, like, it must be really satisfying also to have complete creative control over a project like this. Like, yeah, it's, you know, probably interesting creating something so jazzy and proggy and weird and crazy with other people, but, like, if you have the ability, like, let's say even if he tracked the drums, let's say he didn't, like, fully play all the drums, like, it's still nuts what one person can accomplish. Yeah, really cool, and yeah, I'm going to look forward to seeing what this guy releases in the future. Yeah, okay, so we had a little bit more prog, a little bit more weird. We're going to go back to some palate cleansing and bang our heads. This time we'll hear from another album released earlier this year. This was quite a bit earlier this year, I think back in May or June, something like that. This will be from Caustic Wound, their album The Grinding Mechanism of Torment. This is a grindcore outfit from Seattle. So, yeah, let's spend 5 minutes listening to half of a 20-song album. Just a little joke, but you'll see. Yeah, I got like 5 tracks coming at you. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. We just heard a couple tracks, five tracks from Caustic Wound from their album Grinding Mechanism of Torment. Those tracks were Human Shield, Blackout, Infinite Onslaught, Technologist Hell Future, and Sniper Nest. Now, I don't fully understand grindcore. Why are their songs so short? It's funny that this is a thing that's a primary attribute of the genre. Across grindcore, like I almost feel like you might call it a different genre if they weren't short songs. But I don't know. It's not really my wheelhouse. I have really grown up liking to some grindcore, or maybe more death grind. I don't know, maybe death grind has longer songs, or deathcore. I don't know. This is all kind of genretizing can be very just a bunch of foolishness sometimes, but regardless, the short songs are funny, and I don't fully get it. I did some googling, and it seems that those in the grindcore genre seek to overwhelm the listener with intensity and sound. And I guess when you got blast beats going on and everything's like high tempo, you know, this kind of intensity can't overstay its welcome. And if the point is to overwhelm the audience and blast them with sound, you need to start a new sound every minute and a half just to kind of change it up. Because honestly, like, people would get accustomed to it and they'd get bored to it. Like, you need to, yeah, I don't know, just change the groove. It's, yeah, I don't know. A whole different world. What's interesting, though, is that the last track on this album is almost 7 minutes. And that's roughly a third of the album's length. And this is a 16-track album. It's nuts. I don't get it. But you know what? They do that in other genres, too. This next set of songs, we're going to also hear some tracks from where their album, a third of the runtime is taken up with the last track. Mind you, this next one only has, I think, 6 or 7 tracks. But this is, I'm going to play a couple tracks from a new album from Hexrot. That album is called The Formless Ruin of Oblivion. It was pretty good, pretty cool. Kind of like a progressive death metal, I think. Yeah. So we'll start off with the song Consecrating Luminous Conflagration, and then follow it up with the title track, the 15-minute Formless Ruin of Oblivion.